The group started by pointing out successes. The Aspen Skiing Company donates millions to the community. Some goes to early childhood learning. A county property tax helps fund similar efforts, as does a dedicated city sales tax. And the nonprofit Aspen Community Foundation has funneled millions into programs. One initiative holds preschool and converted school buses in low-income neighborhoods down valley. The foundation's Valerie Carlin.
We began serving about first 60 kids with one bus, and we brought on a second bus a year or so later. And now we have about 120 kids that are showing, again, marvelous improvement to being on par with their peers that have access to bricks and mortar preschool programs.
Still, more is needed. Pitkin County Health and Human Services Director Nan Sundin says childhood education and care is out of reach for many families. Child care can cost half a year's income, and 20% of county residents make less than a living wage.
So you add on top of that businesses that don't have family-friendly practices. You have a system that's not working together. I would challenge us and maybe go so far as I think we're crazy about our rights as adults in this town, and I think we're crazy about resort and having fun. But I don't think we're crazy about our kids, and I think we need to change that.
I'm just really passionate about early childhood educational access. I have a 4-year-old.
Yesenia Arriola was in the audience. Growing up in Carbondale, her mom and dad commuted to Aspen for service jobs. She says Down Valley, and particularly in the Latino community, options for early childhood education are limited.
I see also how my community is struggling to understand that importance and how also struggling to access that. So it's something that I think needs to change.
One audience participant suggested creating a valley-wide funding system for childcare, similar to how the bus system is run. Communities across the valley support and help operate the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority. Aspen Mayor Steve Skadron says the idea is on the table.
We've discussed this at the city. The city makes a block contribution each year to the county's Health and Human Services. And we've talked about how to better manage that, what the threshold should be, how we should facilitate that. And in our just broad conversations, this model has been discussed.